Matthew chapter 9.
San Mateo y el capítulo 9.
Verse number 9.
Y el verso 9.
The word of the Lord says in verse number 9, and Jesus passed forth from thence, and he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him.
Pasando Jesús de allí, vio un hombre llamado Mateo que estaba sentado al banco de los tributos públicos y le dijo, sígueme. Y se levantó y le siguió.
Matthew was a tax collector.
Él era el que recibía los impuestos.
Not someone that would be likely to be chosen to be a disciple.
No necesariamente alguien que sería elegido a ser discípulo.
Verse number 10 says, and it came to pass as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples.
Y aconteció que estando él sentado a la mesa en la casa, aquí muchos publicanos y pecadores que habían venido se sentaron juntamente a la mesa con Jesús y sus discípulos.
And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?
Y cuando vieron esto los fariseos dijeron a los discípulos, ¿por qué come vuestro maestro con los publicanos y pecadores?
But Jesus heard that, and he said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick.
Y al oír esto Jesús les dijo, los sanos no tienen necesidad de médico, sino los enfermos.
Jesus tells the religious of that day, but go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Y a los religiosos les dirigió esta palabra, id pues y aprended lo que significa misericordia quiero y no sacrificio, porque no he venido a llamar a justos, sino a pecadores al arrepentimiento.
This week the Lord spoke to me very clearly.
Esta semana el Señor me habló claramente.
And gave me this title.
Y me dio este título.
I will have mercy.
Yo tendré misericordia.
I will have mercy.
Yo tendré misericordia.
Would you lift your hands with me?
Levantemos manos al Señor.
And can we just get every distraction out of the way?
A un lado con todo lo que distrae.
Jesus, I bind every resisting spirit, whether it be human or demonic, that would try to come against this service, that would try to influence it. God has no authority here. But Lord, as I stand in the place, I pray today, Lord, that your authority would flow in and through me, God, that I would get out of the way, Lord. And Lord, that the name of Jesus would reign in this place. I pray today, Lord, that you would release the gifts of healing, release, Lord, revelation, knowledge in this house. I pray, Father, today that you would break the yoke of bondage that tries to hold us, God. I pray, open the eyes of the blind, open the ears of the deaf, Lord. They that have ears to hear and eyes to see, I pray, Lord, that we would hear, that we would see today in the name of Jesus. I wonder if for the next few moments, if we could just lift our hands, if we could just call upon him.
Levantemos manos, clamemos a él.
If we could just call on him right now.
Busquemos de él,
Jesus,
busquemos su rostro.
We need you today.
Necesitamos.
Jesus, we need you today, Pop. There is no one else that can help us
Hallelujah.
Like you can. There is no one else that we are here to worship besides you. You are the Almighty God. You are the mighty God in Christ. And all authority dwells in you today. We glorify you today. Clap your hands to the Lord.
Un aplauso al Señor.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated today. To lay a foundation with this scripture, there's so many things that are happening in this moment with Jesus.
Para darle fundamento a esta escritura, tanto está ocurriendo con Jesús en el momento.
But for this specific purpose of the message, we go to verse number 13 again.
Pero nos enfocamos en el verso 13.
And it says, but go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice.
Y declara ese verso, y pues y aprender lo que significa misericordia quiero y no sacrificio, porque no he venido a llamar justos sino pecadores al arrepentimiento.
Often Jesus would quote Old Testament scripture.
Muchas veces Jesús citaba las escrituras del Antiguo Testamento.
And what Jesus was doing was he was addressing the religious people of that day.
Y lo que estaba haciendo era enfrentar a los religiosos de su día.
He would address the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees.
Se dirigía a los fariseos, a los saduceos, a los escribas.
To translate that into what that would be today is he is addressing the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the ministry, the lay members.
Para aplicarlo al día de hoy estaba predicando a los pastores, a los apóstoles, a los profetas.
He was addressing those individuals that were choosing religious tradition above the heart and character of God.
Estaban enfrentando aquellos que se prestaban a la religión, a la tradición religiosa, en cambio de lo que era el corazón de Dios.
And when we use the first mentioned principle in Scripture, we understand that Jesus was referencing Hosea chapter 6.
Y sabemos que Jesús en este evento estaba citando a Oseas usando el principio de la primera mención.
Now we see the same statement in, I believe it's Micah. We see the same statement in the book of Micah.
También vemos la misma frase en el libro de Miqueas.
But we go to Hosea chapter 6 verse 6 and it says, "For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings."
Y declara el profeta Oseas, porque misericordia quiero y no sacrificio, y conocimiento de Dios más que holocaustos.
Jesus was challenging the Pharisees and us to understand what God's heart truly is.
Jesús desafiaba a los fariseos y a nosotros también para entender ¿cuál es el corazón de Dios?
I don't know if anybody in here has acted like they're not sick before.
No sé si alguien ha actuado alguna vez como que no están enfermos.
Some of us have gone to work sniffling and coughing all over the place and I'm fine, I'm not sick.
Hemos ido al trabajo a veces con la nariz tupida y diciendo que no estamos enfermos.
Some of us have been in denial when our bodies are screaming at us and we choose to say, I'm still young, I could do that.
O simplemente negamos y decimos, todavía puedo hacer esto a pesar de que nuestro cuerpo no lo quiere hacer.
As young as I am, I'm still finding out that some things I used to do, I am not able to do anymore.
Tan joven como soy, he encontrado esto, he descubierto que hay algunas cosas que podía hacer que ahora no puedo.
Can I get an amen?
¿Puedo recibir un amén?
But you see, what was happening is that Jesus was calling out the hypocrisy of the Pharisees because they were acting as if they didn't need anything.
Jesús estaba exponiendo la hipocresía de los fariseos porque actuaban como que no necesitaban nada.
Jesus was calling out their self-righteousness.
Lo que él estaba haciendo es estaba enfrentando su autojusticia.
We cannot create our own righteousness.
Nosotros no podemos crear nuestra propia justicia.
Righteousness only comes from God.
La justicia solo viene de Dios.
The only thing we could create is self-righteousness.
Lo único que podemos crear es autojusticia.
Acting as if we are that source of righteousness.
Actuando como que si la justicia tiene su origen en nosotros.
That's what self-righteousness is.
Eso es lo que es la autojusticia.
And what Jesus was calling out was he was telling the Pharisees, I haven't come for the self-righteous.
Y lo que Jesús estaba diciendo a los fariseos, estaba enfrentando eso. Yo no vine a los autojustificados.
But I've come for those that are sick.
Pero he venido a sanar a los enfermos.
Those that know that they have a problem.
Los que saben que tienen un problema.
You see, he came for the Pharisees.
Él vino a los fariseos.
There were Pharisees that turned over to Jesus.
Habían fariseos que se entregaron a Jesús.
But Jesus was addressing that pharisaical spirit.
Pero él estaba enfrentando el espíritu del fariseo.
That because I do X, Y, Z, I am righteous.
Que porque hago A, E, I, O, U, soy un hombre justo.
And that's the spirit of this day and age.
Ese es el espíritu de este día en el que vivimos.
That Jesus is trying to address in the church.
Y eso es lo que Jesús está enfrentando en la iglesia.
Is that no longer can we rely on our own self-righteousness.
No podemos seguir confiando en nuestra propia autojusticia.
But we must hear and understand the heart of God.
Pero hay que oír y entender el corazón de Dios.
Only those who realize that they are sinners will respond to Jesus's call.
Solo aquellos que reconocen que son pecadores van a responder a Jesús correctamente.
As long as you think that you have your life all together without Jesus, mientras, you will never answer his call.
Mientras que tú pienses que toda tu vida está en orden sin Jesús, nunca vas a oír su llamado.
We've talked to people, we have coworkers, we have many people that we will talk to that say, I'm a good person, my life is fine, I don't need the church.
Tenemos compañeros de trabajo, amistades que dicen, yo soy una buena persona, yo hago todo bien, yo no necesito religión o a Jesús.
But we can never lose sight as sinners that we are all bought with a price, that we are all would be dead in our sin.
Pero que nunca se nos olvide esto, como pecadores, que nosotros estábamos muertos en el pecado, sin él.
The scripture meant that sacrifice would not secure atonement.
Lo que dice la escritura es que un sacrificio, un holocausto, no nos va a dar expiación por pecado.
And this is the principle here, is that anyone that would try to receive God's mercy but refuse to give mercy, they would not receive it.
Y aquí el punto principal es este, que el que quiere recibir la misericordia de Dios, pero no quiere tener misericordia con su prójimo, no la puede recibir.
An easier way to put it is that God's forgiveness is on hold when we refuse to forgive.
Lo que dice eso es que Dios detiene su perdón para nosotros si nos rehusamos a perdonar a nuestro prójimo.
Matthew 5:23-24 talks about bringing your gift to the altar, that if you bring your gift but you realize you have an issue with your brother or your sister.
San Mateo 5 nos habla de eso. Si tú traes tu ofrenda al altar pero tienes un problema o tienes algo contra tu hermano, deja tu ofrenda en el altar primero.
It says to leave your gift at the altar and go reconcile with your brother.
Nos declara la palabra, deja tu ofrenda en el altar y ve y reconcíliate con tu hermano o tu hermana.
You see, Jesus gave us the ultimate atonement, the sacrifice on the cross.
Jesús nos dio el definitivo galardón en la cruz.
It was his sacrifice that gave us access to the kingdom of God.
Fue su sacrificio que nos dio acceso al reino de Dios.
His sacrifice gave us access to the Holy of Holies.
Su sacrificio nos dio acceso al lugar santísimo.
No longer do we have to go to a priest anymore.
Ya no hay que ir a un sacerdote.
But we can go to the throne boldly.
Pero podemos ir con valentía al trono.
We could go to him because we were bought with a price.
Podemos ir a él porque fuimos comprados por precio.
No longer do you have to bring your little lamb to the brazen altar of sacrifice.
Ya no tienes que traer el cordero al altar de sacrificio.
But because Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice.
Jesucristo fue el sacrificio
we
único.
Now have access.
Ahora nosotros tenemos acceso.
Where there was no access.
Donde no lo había antes.
It's through repentance.
Es por medio del arrepentimiento.
It's through turning away from our sin.
Es dándole la espalda al pecado.
It's from being covered by the blood and baptism, buried in the name of Jesus.
Es ser cubierto por la sangre de Jesús en el bautismo, sepultados juntamente con él.
Baptism is that burial, it's that blood that washes over every sin that we have.
En el bautismo, ahí es esa sepultura, es ahí donde la sangre lava y cubre todo pecado.
The stain of sin no longer lingers. It no longer stinks on me.
La mancha del pecado ya no permanece en nuestra vida, ya no apesta en nuestra vida.
Is there anybody in the house today that is thankful for that washing away of your sin?
¿Habrá alguien aquí que está agradecido por haber tenido sus pecados lavados por la sangre?
In John 3, it talks about it pretty simply.
Y en San Juan 3 lo declara fácil, simplemente.
Unless you're born again of the water and of the Spirit, you will not see or enter in to the kingdom of God.
Si no naces del agua y del Espíritu, no puedes entrar al reino de Dios.
When we're buried in that watery grave, we rise up in newness of life and we are filled with His Spirit.
Cuando tú te sepultas en esas aguas bautismales, tú sales o naces a una nueva vida.
We see that miracle that happened on the day of Pentecost when he poured out his spirit upon all flesh.
Vimos el milagro en el día de Pentecostés cuando él derramó su espíritu sobre toda la carne.
It hasn't happened yet.
¿No ha pasado todavía?
But that was the promise that he would pour it out upon all flesh. Amen.
Sobre toda carne prometió que lo haría, aunque no lo ha ocurrido todo en general.
But those that were in the upper room, he poured out his spirit, and it says that cloven tongues of fire rested upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost with the evidence.
El aposento alto fue cuando él derramó su espíritu y sobre ellos lenguas repartidas de fuego aparecieron.
With the evidence of speaking in other tongues.
Y recibieron el Espíritu Santo con la evidencia de hablar en otras lenguas.
That is the gospel message. All together.
Ese es el mensaje del evangelio ahí.
The death, the burial, and the resurrection.
La muerte, la sepultura, y la resurrección del Señor Jesucristo.
And it's God's desire that every single person here on earth would be able to experience.
Y ese es el deseo de Dios, que todo ser humano experimente esto.
And so that's the issue, is that the Pharisees were questioning Jesus because he was sitting down with publicans and sinners.
Y ese era el punto, porque los fariseos criticaban a Jesús por sentarse con pecadores y publicanos.
The religious of that day that were supposed to know the heart of God.
Los religiosos del día que se supone que conocían el corazón de Dios.
Question, why is this rabbi, this man of God, sitting with people that are unclean?
Cuestionaban y decían, ¿por qué es que este rabí, este hombre de Dios, se sienta con gente como esta?
And that's why Jesus gave that response. I will have mercy over sacrifice.
Y por eso fue que Jesús respondió fuertemente, yo tendré misericordia y no sacrificio.
There's a principle that is ongoing in the word of God.
Hay un principio que continúa en la palabra de Dios.
It's that you'll reap what you sow.
Y es simplemente que vas a cosechar lo que plantes.
And so we will always reap the actions that we, you know, our actions that we have today.
Así
we're going to reap from them.
Vamos a cosechar el fruto de nuestras acciones.
So whatever you do today, for example, if you consistently eat Portillo's every day.
Así que, obviamente, si comes Portillo's todos los días.
At some point.
It's a good example.
At some point.
A algún punto.
It will catch up to you.
Te va a alcanzar.
You may not see the results of it today.
No vas a ver necesariamente los resultados hoy de los churros.
I know enough in Spanish.
That was for somebody special.
Yes. Yeah. Whether it's churros or Italian beef.
Que sean churros o que sea comida italiana. Carne italiana.
It's going to catch up to you.
Te va a alcanzar.
And you see, it's not getting on the scale every day that you're going to notice it.
No es que te pongas en la pesa todos los días y lo vas a notar.
But a few years of marriage.
Pero unos cuantos años de matrimonio.
A few years of Portillo's.
Unos cuantos años de Portillo's.
When I was once 175.
Cuando yo antes pesaba 175.
I am now 235.
Y ahora peso 235.
And what happened?
¿Y qué pasó?
Is I reaped Portillo's.
Es que coseché Portillo's.
Because I sowed Portillo's.
Porque planté Portillo's.
It's a funny example.
Es un ejemplo chistoso.
But the reality is that the same things we do in the spirit.
Pero la realidad es que lo mismo que hacemos en el espíritu.
There's a cause and an effect.
Hay causa y hay efecto.
When you may not see the results of reading the Bible every day.
No ves necesariamente los resultados de leer la Biblia todos los días.
But small good decisions over time.
Pero buenas decisiones sobre tiempo.
You will start to reap those rewards.
Vas a empezar a cosechar. El galardón.
What does that mean, Bishop?
¿Qué significa eso, obispo?
That means that if I read his word, if I have it hidden in my heart,
eso significa que si leo la palabra y la escondo en mi corazón,
I will reap sinning less.
Voy a cosechar el pecar menos.
Why is that?
¿Por qué es eso?
Because the word of God says that when I have his word hidden in my heart,
porque la palabra dice que si tengo su palabra escondida en mi corazón,
the result is I would not sin against you.
El resultado es no pecaré contra él.
And so when I have that word in my heart,
así que cuando tengo esa palabra en mi corazón,
I have the heart of God.
Tengo el corazón de Dios.
I have his words in my heart.
Tengo sus palabras en mi corazón.
You see, there's a difference between knowledge.
Hay una gran diferencia entre el conocimiento
and actually having his word in your heart.
Y en actualidad tener su palabra en tu corazón.
You can know the word,
tú puedes conocer la palabra,
but not take actional steps with the word.
Pero no tomar acción con la palabra.
That's why the Pharisees knew the word.
Por eso los fariseos conocían la palabra.
They knew the scriptures.
Conocían las escrituras.
But Jesus said, "You do err, not knowing the scriptures."
Pero Jesús les dijo, ustedes erran en no conocer las escrituras.
What was he saying?
¿Qué les estaba diciendo?
You don't understand the meaning.
Ustedes no entienden el sentido.
You're not living it out.
No lo están viviendo.
That's what Jesus was saying.
Eso es lo que declaraba Jesús.
And so how can we as Christians say, I know the word, but do the exact opposite?
Así que cómo podemos decir como cristianos, conozco la palabra, pero actuar opuesto a ella.
This is the danger of us being Pharisees ourselves.
Y ese es el peligro de nosotros también, ser fariseos.
As we can go to church, we could tithe, we could give in the mission, we could do all these things.
Así que podemos ir a la iglesia, podemos diezmar, dar a la misión, todo esto.
But be so far away from the heart of God.
Pero estar tan, tan fuera y lejos del corazón de Dios.
Is giving bad?
¿Es el dar es malo?
No.
No.
Is coming to church bad?
¿Es malo venir a la iglesia?
No.
No.
That's what the word is talking about. He's saying these sacrifices, these coming to church, these giving, they're good, but they're not the most important thing.
Eso dice, estos sacrificios, el venir y hacer todo esto, no es malo, pero no es lo más importante.
The most important thing is the heart of God.
Lo más importante es el corazón de Dios.
His heart is that I will have mercy.
Su corazón dice, yo tendré misericordia.
That he is waiting to come again because he will have mercy.
Y él se espera en su venida porque quiere tener misericordia.
God is not slack concerning his promises.
Dios no flaquea en cuanto a sus promesas.
Oh, he is going to come.
Él va a venir.
And he is going to come in authority.
Y va a venir con autoridad.
Where he's going to take up the church.
Y va a arrebatar a su iglesia.
This world is going to be judged.
Este mundo será juzgado.
It's going to happen.
Eso sí va a pasar.
But he is waiting.
Pero él está esperando.
Patiently.
Con paciencia.
Because his heart is, I will have mercy.
Porque su corazón declara, tendré misericordia.
Lift up your hands right now.
Levanten sus manos.
Jesus, I pray that your word, Lord, I may not be saying it like it needs to come out, Lord, but I pray that the spirit of it, Lord, would hit our hearts in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. On the note of sowing and reaping,
al punto de segar y cosechar,
our actions will always produce a result.
Nuestras acciones siempre van a producir un resultado.
And there are two people in the Bible that I want to bring before you today.
Y hay dos individuos que te quiero presentar de las escrituras.
The first can be found in the book of Judges.
El primero se encuentra en el libro de los jueces.
Samson was one of the judges of Israel.
Sansón fue uno de los jueces en Israel.
We see that after Joshua passed away, there arose a generation that knew not the Lord.
Vemos en la escritura que cuando Josué murió, se levantó una generación que no conoció al Señor.
And so the Lord appointed judges, which most of them were prophets, most of them were the oracle or the voice of God for the nation.
Y el Señor entonces ordenó profetas o jueces, y ellos eran la voz y la autoridad de Dios para el pueblo en aquellos tiempos.
And so Samson is one of the last judges before a king was put in place.
Sansón fue uno de los últimos jueces antes de que vinieran los reyes a Israel.
And so the Bible says that Samson was a Nazarite.
Y la palabra nos dice que Sansón tenía un voto de Nazareo.
I'm not going to go through all of it, but it says that he had all of these things that he had vowed unto the Lord.
Él había hecho votos que caían bajo el voto del Nazareo.
One of those things was that he would have long, uncut hair.
Una de esas cosas era que su cabello lo tenía que tener largo y sin
and
cortarlo.
And so, some of us that have been in church for a while, have seen cartoons of what Samson looked like.
Y algunos que han estado en la iglesia un rato han visto las comiquitas de cómo se ve Sansón o cómo lo presentan.
And most of us believe Samson looked like Bishop.
Y muchos piensan que Sansón se ve como
I would crush you.
Ricardito.
No. You see, Bishop used to have a mullet in the 70s.
Repent, son, while there is
mercy.
It's
not true. It's not true. But we thought as children that Samson was this big, muscular man. Pull it together,
muchos
guys.
Dicen que Sansón era un hombre muscular.
They thought Samson was this big, muscular guy. I'm going to have to ask you to go to the back, Uncle Jim.
Hey, that's my workout partner.
They came to the Lord together. Uncle Jim actually had the long hair, which is the truth. All right, we're good?
We're good. Let's
right.
Preach. Preach.
But the reality was is that Samson was most likely not a muscular man.
Pero la realidad es que muy posiblemente él no era un hombre muscular.
It says that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, and he was used miraculously in different ways regarding his strength.
Lo que pasaba es que el Espíritu de Dios se movía sobre Sansón y obraba milagrosamente en medio de él.
And so Samson has all of these vows that he's supposed to do, but what we see is that he continuously breaks those vows.
Y vemos aquí que Sansón tenía muchos votos con los que tenía que cumplir, pero continuamente violaba esas condiciones.
He's called as the judge of God, but he's breaking almost every single one of the things that he was supposed to keep.
Él tenía el llamado de ser un juez para el Señor, pero él continuamente violaba los principios que gobernaban su voto.
And so he gets this girlfriend named Delilah.
Y así que se hace una novia, Dalila.
And they're in battle with the Philistines.
Y están en batalla con los filisteos.
And so Delilah is being told by the Philistines, hey, we'll give you money if you help us figure out Samson's strength.
Y a Dalila le habían hablado los filisteos para que se encargaran en contra cuál era el secreto de Sansón.
And so Delilah goes through all of these things with Samson, and Samson tricks her several times.
Y Dalila le preguntaba y le preguntaba, y Sansón la engañaba continuamente.
But finally, he comes to this point where she's like, I'm pretty much going to leave you if you don't tell me how do you get your strength?
Y finalmente ella le amenazó con dejarlo si no le revelaba de dónde venía su fuerza.
And so Samson says, well, if you cut my hair, that's where my strength comes from.
Y Sansón le dijo, si me cortas el cabello, se me va a ir la fuerza porque ahí es el manantial
so
de mi fuerza.
Delilah tricks him, she cuts his hair, the Philistines capture him.
Dalila lo engaña, le corta el cabello y los filisteos lo capturan.
And they gouge out his eyes.
Y le sacaron los ojos.
Pretty gruesome. She cut his hair, they gouge
pelo,
his eyes out.
Le sacaron los ojos.
And they put him on a mill going around in circles day after day.
Y lo pusieron a caminar en círculos en el molino día tras día.
So it would look as if his poor decisions created this moment.
Parece que sus malas decisiones entonces crearon ese momento.
Which they did.
Y esa es la realidad.
But we come to this place to where they put Samson in a festival, a feast, where he puts his hands up against the two posts that hold up the entire building.
Pero llegó el tiempo cuando sacaron a Sansón del molino y lo pusieron entre dos pilares en una fiesta de los filisteos.
And in chapter 16 of the book of Judges, it says that he prayed this prayer.
Y en ese capítulo de los jueces vemos que Sansón hizo una oración.
And because I'm not at the word, I'm going to paraphrase it. And please look chapter 16 of Judges to correct me if I'm wrong.
Vean, jueces 16, solamente lo voy a citar en mis palabras.
But it says that he asked a man, a servant, to put his hands up against those posts.
Le pidió al siervo que pusiera sus manos contra los dos pilares.
And he prayed a prayer saying, Lord, I pray that you would avenge me of my two eyes.
Y le dijo, le pidió al Señor que le pidiera que lo dejara que se vengara por sus dos ojos.
It was a plea of, Lord, one more time.
Era simplemente una plegaria. Una vez más, Señor.
Would you please avenge me?
Por favor, véngame.
Of my two eyes.
De mis dos ojos.
And it says that the Lord, because his hair had started growing back, that he knocked down the pillars that were there, and it says that it killed all of the people that were in that building, including himself.
Y Dios honró esa oración y le dio el poder y tumbó los pilares, y ese día mató a todos los filisteos presentes en aquella fiesta.
All of those people died, and Samson died with them.
Todos murieron y Sansón murió con ellos.
And so it looks almost like it was an awesome thing that happened for Samson.
Parece que fue algo maravilloso que ocurrió para Sansón.
But here's the thing, is that though there was a great defeat of the Philistines,
pero aunque hubo ahí una gran derrota con los filisteos,
Israel still continued in bondage.
Israel todavía continuó en su cautiverio.
Israel was still stuck worshiping pagan gods.
Todavía se quedaron atorados con la alabanza de otros dioses.
Israel reaped what they sowed.
Israel cosechó lo que había plantado.
And so we go to the New Testament, we see another story.
Y ahora vamos al Nuevo Testamento, hay otra historia.
We see Stephen, one of the men that were chosen out of the people.
Vamos a Esteban, un hombre elegido por el Señor ante el pueblo.
I don't know about you, Stephen had like one of the quickest ministries in the Word of God.
Esteban tuvo uno de los ministerios más rápidos de todo el Nuevo Testamento.
We go to Acts chapter 6, and he was one of the chosen men to help serve the tables, help the widows.
En Hechos 6, un hombre elegido para servir a las viudas y ayudar con las mesas.
The very next chapter, he's going through this whole sermon about how going from the Old Testament all the way to the New.
Y en el próximo capítulo lo vemos predicando un sermón que empezó en el Antiguo Testamento y culminó en el Nuevo.
And he tells the religious of that day, the Pharisees, he says that you denied the Messiah.
Y les declaró a los religiosos de ese día, ustedes negaron al Mesías.
He looks at him and says, you were the ones that killed the very Messiah that you are seeking.
Y les predicó diciendo, ustedes fueron los que mataron a este hombre.
Oh man, those religious people got all upset.
Y esos religiosos se enojaron.
They got so upset, they were pricked in their heart. They grabbed him and they took him to the outer courts of the city.
Y enojados y compungidos de corazón, lo arrastraron a las afueras de la ciudad.
They got their rocks and they picked him up.
Tomaron sus piedras en mano.
And it says that Stephen had a prayer.
Pero dice ahí que Esteban se encontraba orando en ese momento.
Stephen's prayer was, Lord,
y la oración de Esteban era, Señor,
don't lay the sin against them.
No les cargues con este pecado, Señor.
I'll read it for you because I think it's that important.
Te lo voy a leer porque es así de importante.
Go to the screen with me on that. Acts chapter 7. We're going to go to verse number 57. Or actually, verse number 59.
Verso 59 de Hechos 7.
It says, and they stoned Stephen, and he was calling upon God, saying, Lord, receive my spirit.
Y apedraban a Esteban mientras él invocaba y decía, Señor, recibe mi espíritu.
And he kneeled down and he cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
Y puesto de rodillas, clamó a gran voz, Señor, no les tomes en cuenta este pecado. Y habiendo dicho esto, durmió.
Samson's response was, Lord, avenge me.
La respuesta de Sansón, o la petición era, véngame, Señor.
But Stephen's response was, Lord, forgive them.
Pero Esteban pidió perdón por ellos.
Samson's response didn't produce anything good after it.
Lo que ocurrió con Sansón no produjo nada positivo.
But Stephen's response produced the greatest revival the church had ever seen at that time.
La respuesta de Esteban causó e inició el avivamiento más grande que se había visto en el Nuevo Testamento.
The next chapter we see that the church became persecuted more and more.
Y el próximo capítulo vemos a la iglesia perseguida más y más.
And that Saul was the man that was there as they were laying their coats, to lay down their coats to stone Stephen.
Y Saulo de Tarso ahí estaba presente, tomando las prendas de aquellos que apedraban a Esteban.
Saul, the Pharisee of Pharisees.
Saúl, el fariseo de fariseos.
Standing there in his self-righteousness,
parado
thinking.
Parado ahí en su autojusticia.
This is the right thing that God wants me
to do. Esto es lo que Dios quiere que yo haga.
And he sees in that moment.
Y en ese momento vio.
A man that had known that he was forgiven.
Un hombre que sabía que había sido perdonado.
It didn't affect Saul.
No afectó a Saulo.
But it affected eternity.
Pero afectó la eternidad.
You see, Stephen's response produced revival.
La respuesta que recibió Esteban produjo avivamiento.
Stephen's response produced harvest.
Esa respuesta produjo cosecha.
It says that the church left from being in one place and the apostles began going out. And so more Gentiles received the word of God than ever before.
Y de ese momento se expandió el poder y la influencia de la iglesia y más gentiles vinieron al reino de Dios.
When I was listening to the news about Afghanistan,
oyendo las noticias de Afganistán,
I'm going to be very transparent with you.
Voy a ser muy transparente con
this
ustedes.
Is not a political comment,
esto
so don't
es un
twist
comentario
my words.
Político, así que no tuerzan mis
but
palabras.
I got so upset.
Yo me enojé tanto.
I got so upset because I knew what this meant for the church in Afghanistan.
Me enojé porque yo sabía lo que esto implicaba para la iglesia en Afganistán.
I knew that our brothers and sisters were going to be killed.
Yo sabía que iban a matar a nuestros hermanos y hermanas en Cristo.
The
allá.
Following week, I kept getting texts from missionary friends saying they just burned another church.
La próxima semana.
And the church was incited. The members were incited on the phone.
Estaba recibiendo texto tras texto de diferentes misioneros que estaban quemando vivos a nuestros hermanos en las iglesias allá.
And it made me so upset.
Y me enojé tanto.
And I was so frustrated.
Y estaba tan frustrado.
And the Lord smote my heart.
Pero el Señor compungió mi corazón.
He smote my heart
compungió
and said,
mi corazón y me declaró,
I will have mercy.
Y dijo, yo tendré misericordia.
I will have mercy.
Yo tendré misericordia.
You see, the disciples, the true disciples of God, knew that persecution was guaranteed.
Los verdaderos discípulos, ¿entiende? Los discípulos de Cristo sabían que la persecución iba a pasar.
It says that the apostles rejoiced that they were counted worthy.
Se regocijaban los apóstoles de ser contados dignos de sufrir por el evangelio.
To be persecuted.
Ser perseguidos.
That they found it, that they were worthy to be in the fellowship of his suffering.
Que estaban, se encontraron dignos de participar en la confraternidad de sus sufrimientos.
And God brought this scripture to my heart.
Y el Señor me trajo esta escritura.
That his heart is this.
Este
I will
su
have
corazón.
Mercy.
Yo,
I will have mercy.
Yo tendré misericordia.
Over sacrifice.
Más que holocaustos.
Out of all of these things, God is speaking to the church today.
De todo esto el Señor habla a la iglesia.
There is so much division that is going on through our world right now.
Hay tanta división en el mundo hoy.
In our heart. Is so entangled with the things of the flesh.
Y nuestros corazones están tan entretejidos con las cosas de la carne.
We start pointing our fingers at people when we should be fighting and having a vengeful spirit against the things of the spirit.
Queremos apuntarle el dedo y culpar a la gente cuando debemos tener el enfoque y darle la culpa a las cosas en el espíritu.
My battle's not with you.
Mi batalla no es contigo.
My battle's not with the Taliban.
Mi batalla no es con el Talibán.
My battle's not with politics.
Mi batalla no es con la política.
With politicians.
O políticos.
But God desires that every single one of them would have mercy.
Pero él desea que cada uno de ellos tenga misericordia.
God desires the Taliban leader in Afghanistan to be saved.
Dios desea que hasta el líder de Talibán sea salvo.
God desires the rapist to be saved.
Hasta el hombre que viola, él quiere que se salve su alma.
God desires every politician to be saved.
Él desea que todo político sea salvo.
Brother Kyle, you might laugh at this, but he even desires the head of the Illuminati to be saved.
Pero hasta la cabeza del Illuminati, hermano Kyle, quiere que sea salva Dios.
Whether you believe in that stuff or not, I'm not preaching that.
No, si lo creen o no, no estoy predicando eso.
But there are people that are being used by the Antichrist system right now.
Pero hay gente que están siendo usados por el sistema del anticristo.
There are Sauls that are in our midst.
Hay Saulos en medio de nosotros.
There are people that are being used by Lucifer himself that God desires to have mercy on.
Hay gente que están siendo usados por el mismo Satanás, pero Dios desea que ellos también sean salvos.
But the problem is that we point the finger at someone else.
Pero el problema es que le apuntamos el dedo a otra persona.
And we get a religious spirit about ourselves.
Y nos llenamos con un espíritu religioso.
Our self-righteousness, our pride rises up in ourselves.
Nuestro orgullo y autojusticia suben a la superficie.
And we so easily forget.
Y fácilmente nos olvidamos.
How much you've been forgiven.
Cuánto se nos ha perdonado.
When I point my finger.
Cuando yo apunto mi dedo.
There's three other fingers pointing back.
Hay tres que se apuntan hacia mí.
I gotta check my heart.
Yo tengo que examinar mi corazón.
Is my heart the heart of God?
Porque es mi corazón el corazón de Dios.
Or am I just being a Pharisee?
O estoy siendo también yo fariseo.
Even those that claim relationship over religion.
Hasta aquellos que dicen relación sobre religión.
Are creating division themselves.
Dividen también.
God desires the Pharisees to have mercy.
Hasta los fariseos desea él que tengan misericordia.
There is no one that God desires to go to hell.
No hay nadie al cual Dios desee que se vaya al infierno.
But you see, the problem is that we can come day in, day out.
Pero tú y yo podemos venir día tras día.
We can get what we need.
Podemos recibir lo que queremos, necesitamos.
Go about our day.
Pasar el día.
And forget about the heart of God.
Y olvidarnos del corazón de Dios.
God desires mercy for that boss that has been persecuting you.
Dios desea misericordia para ese patrón que te ha estado persiguiendo.
God desires mercy for that neighbor that keeps attacking you.
Y él desea misericordia por tu vecino que continuamente te ataca.
God desires mercy on that person who is gossiping continuously about you.
Y él desea misericordia sobre aquella persona que anda chismeando.
God desires mercy.
Él desea misericordia.
His heart is and always will be mercy.
Su corazón es y siempre será uno de misericordia.
Until the church is taken.
Hasta que se arrebate la iglesia.
And even still, he's going to have mercy on his chosen.
Y aún así tendrá misericordia.
Because that's his heart.
Porque ese es su corazón.
It's a redemption story.
Es una historia de redención.
In James, it talks about the early and the latter rain.
En Santiago, la palabra habla de la lluvia temprana y la tardía.
It says in James chapter 5, verse 7.
En Santiago, capítulo 5 y verso 7.
Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receives the early and the latter rain.
Por tanto, hermanos, tened paciencia hasta la venida del Señor. Mirad cómo el labrador espera el precioso fruto de la tierra, aguardando con paciencia hasta que recibe la lluvia temprana y la tardía.
Be also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord. Draweth nigh.
Tened también vosotros paciencia y afirmad vuestros corazones, porque la venida del Señor se acerca.
The scripture reigns in my heart, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13.
Segunda de Crónicas también quiero citar aquí.
With all the division,
con toda la división,
with all of the fear,
con todo el temor,
with all of the noise that we're hearing,
con todo el ruido y la bulla,
this is the answer.
Aquí está la respuesta.
If I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Si yo cerraré los cielos para que no haya lluvia, y si mandare la langosta que consuma la tierra, o si enviare pestilencia a mi pueblo, si se humillare mi pueblo sobre el cual mi nombre es invocado, y oraren y buscaren mi rostro y se convirtieren de sus malos caminos, entonces yo oiré desde los cielos, perdonaré sus pecados y sanaré su tierra.
Stand with me today.
Póngase de pie.
One of the most disappointing responses by a prophet of God is found in Jonah.
En Jonás encontramos una de las peores maneras de responder a Dios.
We see that Jonah ran away from the call of God.
Vemos que Jonás huyó del llamado de Dios.
He was eaten by a fish.
Se lo tragó un pescado.
And the fish spit him out after 3 days, 3 nights.
Y el pez lo escupió después de 3 días y noches.
And he went and he preached the word of God to the people of Nineveh.
Y predicó la palabra del Señor a Nineveh.
The king, the entire nation, repented before the Lord.
El rey y toda aquella nación se arrepintieron ante Dios. But
then we see this very confusing chapter in chapter 4.
Pero después vemos este capítulo tan que nos confunde tanto en el cuarto capítulo.
Where Noah is upset that God had mercy on Nineveh.
Jonah. Porque Jonás ahora se apesadumbró en extremo y se enojó con Dios porque tuvo misericordia sobre Nineveh.
Read it on your own time sometime.
Léelo en tu tiempo.
But God forbid we would be upset about a modern day Saul receiving mercy.
Pero que Dios prevenga que nosotros estemos decepcionados por un moderno Saulo de Tarso que se arrepienta de sus pecados.
Church, we are going to be so surprised at who God uses in these last days.
Vamos a quedar sorprendidos, pueblo de Dios, a quien va a usar Dios en esta hora.
I am not qualified.
Yo no califico.
I don't have the degrees.
No tengo los diplomas.
But I have a call.
Pero tengo un llamado.
I have a call from God.
Tengo un llamado de Dios.
And I want to be like one of those apostles where they said, these are unlearned men.
Soy como uno de esos apóstoles que dijo la palabra, no son hombres de letras.
Because I don't want anybody to think it's me.
Yo no quiero que alguien piense que soy yo.
There's no way.
No hay manera.
That anyone will be able to take credit for what God is going to do.
De manera que una persona pueda tomar crédito por lo que solo Dios pueda hacer.